Decoding Education, brought to you by Cedar Hill Prep School.
Hi, my name is Patricia Talbert, and I'm a first grade language arts social studies teacher at Cedar Hill Prep. I want to give you some thoughts about what it's like to be a first grade language arts teacher. First grade's a huge reading year for kids. They begin by practicing decoding rules and basic word patterns. First grade students practice reading text with accuracy and an appropriate rate and expression. Students learn to answer questions about key story ideas. Teaching reading is far more complicated than it may seem. Some students are challenged by beginning foundational skills, such as oral language, phonemic awareness, grasp of phonic rules, fluency issues, knowledge of vocabulary, and comprehension of the spoken language, and then the reading of text. As a language arts teacher, I have students who've struggled to decode letters in text and turn them into spoken language. These students have challenges determining what many of the words are and have poor phonological skills. However, I have other first grade students who are reading fluently, but have difficulty with understanding figurative language, vocabulary, inferencing, verbal reasoning, development of grammar, and oral expression. We often assume that a student is decoding the text that they're reading well. Once a student learns to decode, reading comprehension becomes more about language comprehension and focusing on details of text. These excellent decoders need strategies to comprehend. They don't really need to practice passages and answer questions. As a first grade teacher of language arts, I have implemented some strategies to help my students who read fluently yet struggle to comprehend. I like to target overall comprehension of language. It has been shown that students who have poor comprehension often understand fewer spoken words and less of what they hear and have challenges with spoken grammar. Therefore, as a first grade teacher, I teach vocabulary. I teach thinking skills and comprehension first in spoken language and then in reading and written language. Some of the things I do with them to develop this is I discuss and we activate prior knowledge, like what is in their schema, what is their background knowledge of what might be going on in this story. I develop questions while reading and encourage them to develop questions. We try to connect what we're reading to our experiences. Another important strategy is to visualize, to really picture what we're reading. I'll often model some thinking and tell my students, what does that look like? What is happening to that character? Close your eyes and tell me what you're picturing. We also like to make predictions. First graders are very good at that. We reread text. If I'm reading aloud to them and they have a question, we reread it to clarify and answer questions. Another important skill for first graders. And probably the most fun that they like and I enjoy is thinking aloud, modeling strategies, modeling my thought process, so that they can start to use that language to help them practice the comprehension. These strategies and modeling help my first graders to improve in reading comprehension, and it also leads to success in the writing process. The final point that I wish to stress is the importance of storytelling skills. As students tell stories, they are practicing using the same type of language that is used in text. I've encouraged my colleagues and I've encouraged my parents to read to their children to support their language and literacy development. But parents should also share their stories to help promote their child's language and literacy development. As a teacher, I model storytelling to my students in the form of a story with a beginning, a middle, and an end. And we use that language of beginning, middle, and end to guide the children's thinking, that that's what they need to be doing. It is such a vital part of achieving success in reading and in writing. Thank you very much for your time. I thoroughly enjoy being a first grade teacher at Cedar Hill Prep.
Don't forget to tune in next week, same time on Saturday, 2 to 3 p.m., to hear from teachers, students, and parents about decoding education.